of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that are clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned again to his own vomit, and the sow that is washed to her wallowing in the mire. We read a rather long section there, but I kind of just felt like going with it. The Lord knows how to... the punishment of God... See, I don't judge people. God judges people. And how does he judge them? By his word. His word already has all the judgment. And so if I want to know what the judgment of God is concerning one sin or the other, all I need to do is read. I just can read in his word what happens to false prophets, what happens to Sodom and Gomorrah. You don't have to be a genius to figure, there are people out there, I remember there was a cover of Newsweek not long ago, the biblical case for gay marriage. What are you, nuts? The biblical case for gay marriage. Get out of here! You don't have any business, they don't even, the biblical case. What are you? Absolutely... mind numb? The biblical case. It's because, you know what, they want to use... They want to hang on to the story of Jesus who died for their sins so they could put him on a condom and then they could have sodomy and not get AIDS. That his blood could cover them. That they could commit abominable acts. And it would be okay because they found a way to justify it. That's legalism. You find a way in the scriptures to justify incontinence. You find a way in the scriptures to justify all manner of evil. Or you can find loopholes. I could find you a loophole. I could justify just about everything. There's always an excuse. There's always a loophole. Legalism. Righteousness comes from God. Righteousness is that which God's Spirit gives. If you have the Spirit of God, and you're walking in the Word of God, believe me, you don't need some... news magazine or some false teacher or some TV evangelist to tell you what the judgment of God is. Those that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness. We must not walk after the flesh. Peter said, we got to deny fleshly lusts. We have to actually abstain from them. That's where I came up with the idea of the condom of Jesus, because they... tell their children, abstain from sexual intercourse. They say abstinence is the answer. Conservative Christians say, abstain, dear child. But they don't abstain. The same people teaching abstinence are big, fat, bloated pigs who cannot shut their mouths from stuffing food in it. And I don't... I say that having been a big, fat, bloated pig, okay? That's why I can say it so exquisitely. Just like drugs. It's like you suck them up and you think, I'm okay. You're not okay. You're not sober-minded. Your mind is unsound. You're taking on all this, and the judgment of God is sure. You're going to be damned. Lusting after unclean things, stuffing yourself, no restraint, coveting. And then you tell your children, don't sin, abstinence is the answer, children. And then you slip the condom over your whole body, and the condom is dipped in the blood of Jesus. And then you go and sin and you think, Jesus' blood is covering me, he's protecting me from the consequences. The ministers say, you're going to sin, but Jesus will forgive you. He's there like a condom to protect you from the consequences of your actions. Though Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and the for the remission of sins that are past. He does act like a covering, like a protecting. But he did not die merely to be that. He died for a much greater purpose, to actually deliver us from the fleshly lust. He died that we could be submit ourselves to governments, to dominion. Whatever it be, the dominion of God. I don't think this is necessary. This could be human government, okay? Because all the powers are of God. They despise it. Literally, the word to despise is kataphoneo, to think against. Dominion, lordship. They don't want to have any lord over them, is what it says. You know, they despise having, and again, in this country, it's only natural. I mean, our country was formed based on despising dominion. We don't want no king over us anymore. We're going to be our own masters. We're going to dictate. Say, what, don't you appreciate it? I'm like, well, it's nice to live in a free country. It was nice growing up in one. I think, I don't know if I could come by the doctrine the way I did. I would probably suffer persecution for it. If I hadn't lived in a country where freedom is sort of like ingrained into us from our youth up. I'm thankful. I've enjoyed it, you know. But again, it's still, you know what? They despise having a lord over them. But then they made, you know, democracy, then it becomes, you have a lord over you anyways. Right? The original constitution had no provision for income tax. In fact, it was unconstitutional for the federal government to levy an income tax. And now, what? They passed an amendment so that you could tax people's income. That's convenient. But look, we can't despise these things. Well, some people do. They despise having any government over them, any lordship over them. Now, considering that without that, there would be no protection for them. Well, they protect themselves. We get our own guns. Okay. You get the Wild West again, you know, where just people, you know, what if you have your gun, but then let's say 10 guys ride in with guns. Now what are you going to do? I got 10 of my friends. Well, then 100 men run in with guns. What are you going to do? Just shoot it out and go down in a blaze of glory? Government allows us to live peaceable lives. But, you know, also there's those who, you know, look at. It's sort of like, what do you do? Because there's all kind, in our country, we have this balance of power. So, on the one hand, you have legislative power elected by the people, right? And they're like, and then like in,